Engage.
By that time, you guys can have done what you guys were going to do.
Okay.
I'll call you up. Beep, beep, beep. Hey, we're going to the battle for us. Not in the church right now. It's locked.
New phone. Who dis?
Fucking shit. That caught me off guard. You son of a bitch. That was good. Fuck you.
You're at the battle for us. I assume you mean you're going to the police station.
Sorry. Yeah, we're going to go meet the battle for us at the police station.
Cody, what was your bureaucracy role for?
Look into what the ATF was investigating for the Church of the Passover Angel. Why were they interested in them? What have they found? Etc., etc.
Okay. Okay. There are files on the bowel floors in their church and just about every federal law enforcement agency. The ATF has noted that the bowel floors have legally purchased a small number of firearms and have investigated them on several occasions in the past decade to see if they have any illegal ones. Each time they have come up empty. However, the Balfour's church membership includes a cadre of known white supremacist militia members and survivalists, many of whom have illegal firearms-related convictions. One name that keeps coming up as a connection and known associate of the Balfour's is Johnny Zero Zizovich, a survivalist with a long history of vocal anti-government protests but no major criminal record.
Johnny Zero what?
Zizovich.
Yep.
Maybe I ought to investigate. I have a 50 in survival. Maybe we could have something in common.
You will also get hits from the IRS. The IRS frequently audit their tax records. Their church receives large charitable donations, averaging a few million dollars per year from a wide variety of fringe movement, including, again, racial hate groups, extreme right-wing political groups, and even some major corporations.
Were they eyeballing?
Why?
Mr. Menendez.
Sounds like
over
they're
here?
Recruiting, almost.
Were they eyeballing my friend Mr. Menendez here or whatever? What is your name?
Hernandez.
I didn't even think about that, but yeah, you probably would have caught that.
You probably would have caught a little like,
Not only are these guys federal government.
These guys are making millions of dollars in donations, and they live in like a rinky-dink church area?
Yes.
They're making millions of dollars in donations, and they have like 25 people. Like, if we got together 25 people, could we scrape together $1 million?
No.
So where is that
like
money
in
going?
Assets, maybe.
That's not congregation, necessarily.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Why are big corporations funding them for $1 million? I mean, it'd be one thing to, like, give donations to interest groups that follow you.
I mean, typically the KKK is an interest group, right? I mean...
Right, but like I could see, like I mean, that's how politics and you know, commercialism and you know capitalism works, right? You donate to interest groups. If KKK membership were like 2 million people that were open in front of everybody, I guarantee you there'd be politicians and corporations kissing their asses. But to a small church group of 30 people, nobody is donating to a small group of podcasters, say roughly $1 million as a special interest because they are. Patreon.com/rancors_.
You beat me to it. I was gonna fucking say it. You fucking son of a bitch.
But yeah, no, that's I understand why the IRS is looking into him. So the ATF, IRS, all these folks have been looking into him with nothing.
Nothing. They can't find anything illegal that they're doing. The bowel floors take a modest salary, and
So the IRS isn't able to figure out where the fucking money went?
Oh, no. They can. They track it. They explain everything legally.
Huh.
Lucas, they are pulling your whatever video they can from...
all traffic cameras within some X amount, a mile radius. I'm trying to get a route, if we can, on that car.
Right. There are some. There are not a ton. You are not in downtown Cleveland.
That's
You're in suburbs.
That's fair. At least we can get a general idea of which direction they headed.
Yep.
To start.
Did Mr. Highlander over here, did he find out, are there any, like, protest groups for this? Like, Westboro has prominent protest groups. You know, there are some people who intentionally go out of their way to protest some of these fringe radical groups. Is there, like, an anti-Church of the Passover Angel?
Not specifically, no.
Okay. So it's a small church group of, like, 30 people that somehow rakes in money, has guns, has scary fringe politic prepper people, but has no known enemies.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Besides the federal government.
None of
everybody that's not white.
The federal government isn't even their enemy. They keep investigating, making sure they're not doing something wrong, and they can't pin anything on them.
Okay.
Nobody has a natural, I'm assuming, right?
No.
I saw some shit last game. No.
No.
Okay.
It was a pretty unnatural game. Surprising.
It's supposed to be a one-shot. You're supposed to die from a nuclear strike.
Yep. Didn't.
Or to clowns, one of the two. Okay. Go to the police station. I don't think there's anything else. Because the only other thing is, something set off the former ATF DG guy. Oh, that's probably not a bad idea. Was Lewis then connected to any of those investigations? Did Lewis speak to them personally? Did he interview them?
No.
He said there was no connection between Lewiston and the church.
Yeah, Lewiston...
Oh, sorry. I must have missed that.
It was in that handout.
Okay.
Lewiston was not connected to any investigations that they know of.
Okay.
It's just interesting that he was ATF, and the ATF was the primary investigator, it sounds like, of...
Yeah. It was ATF, FBI, and IRS have all investigated them. Lewiston was never actually attached to any of the ATF investigations because he is retired. He is called in as a consultant every once in a while, but that's it.
Best way to investigate Lewiston?
Documented, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, accounting could go that way. Bureaucracy, computer science. I don't know what Jeff's looking for, but I would say, who's Lewiston been hanging out with? Because we can't run anything down from the church angle, which it seems like so far we've come up dry. Lewiston's not connected to the ATF at all. The ATF didn't find anything that makes us think anything. How do we get information on Lewiston?
Has the church been investigated by the program before for anything?
No.
Good luck running that up the chain.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Do we know if Lewiston, like, retired under any weird circumstances, or was it...
Nope. Long career. Successful.
He had polyps.
Lewiston has been identified. His residence has been secured.
Oh, he's local?
Yes.
Sounds like a place to go.
Fact. But I do like the idea of interviewing the Balfours on... official turf and not their turf.
Correct. You want to head and meet them at the police station?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Okay.
I will let the crew that is continuing to work on my cameras just inform me of any information they gather.
Yeah. Going through the various cameras and everything like that, searching to keep track of whatever, it takes time.
Especially if you don't have a plate to go off of.
No, but you should have a timestamp at least.
Right.
Right.
The thing is generally, which direction did he drive, Lucas?
Right.
Did he go left or right?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Let me check the left cameras for a full half hour.
A parking lot camera should tell you which direction he turned out of.
We know exactly when this happened, though.
You should. Yeah, it's on a timestamp on a video.
It's 6:30.
Yes, but just think about how you drive. Think about driving from here to your house. Like, how many different possible intersections could you take? Because the thing is, so say he was heading eastbound, right? So they even show him going eastbound. So he checked the eastbound camera. Okay, he left the eastbound camera at 11:28. You now have to check the northbound, the southbound, and the eastbound camera again. Because you don't know whether he went straight, turned left, or turned right. You know what I mean?
Fuck you, Cody.
And then, here's the best part. If it's Lewiston, and Lewiston was working with DG, motherfucker could have pulled into a parking lot and sat and waited with her for 20 minutes and then left heading the opposite direction.
Yeah, but he's dead.
Right. But if he was going in and had a partner, it wasn't like he threw it in somebody random person's car.
Well, true.
Like, if he's got someone else who is using, you know, what do I want to say? Spy versus spy, counter, you know, counter spy intelligence.
Well, that's probably why he went into the store to create right. a distraction. And
yeah, obviously he was extracting the child and creating the distraction.
That's what I'm saying. If he's got someone else who is just as clever and thinking about this as they are, if they are us who have kidnapped a child, then they know how we are looking into it. Which is why the greeter took one to the knee.
Okay. You guys meet up at the police station.
Yep. What?
Nah. I didn't know who's going to take point here.
I ain't coming out to meet you. What are you guys doing?
I will stride into the station then.
I can talk to people, but I'm also a computer person. Like, I'm not an FBI investigator. That is literally your job.
I'm an FBI shooter.
As I walk into the police station.
Yes.
Where are they staying right now?
They would be in a questioning room.
Okay.
Not, well, I don't know what the hell they're called.
Of some kind.
They're not being grilled or anything. They're being taken care of. And
is there anything? Do you want a computer look into Lewiston and his past then, Lucas?
I can, but I kind of thought that's what you just did. But yeah, I can.
No, I didn't look into Lewiston at all.
He looked into the church.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, I will start doing that. I also want to kind of, at the same time, I don't know what, Lucas doesn't even know what the Passover angel is. Literally, what is the Passover angel?
The angel that killed all the firstborns in Egypt.
Is that what they're
doing? Yeah, okay. The plagues of Egypt.
Okay.
And smearing blood over the top of the thing.
Right, religiously.
Let my people go.
The Catholic should probably know this. What was the name of that angel?
Yeah, the agnostic,
there's
almost atheist guy probably shouldn't be telling you.
There's only two angels with names in the Bible, so.
No, I can think of three.
Gabriel and Michael are the ones named in the Bible.
And the angel Galadriel.
That was a fucking elf.
I'm just seeing if Lucas is paying attention.
Wasn't Lucifer named?
Lucifer would have been
named. He doesn't count. He's not the
fucking... He's a fallen
angel.
He's
an angel.
He's an angel.
Okay, there's two angels that stay angels from beginning to end in the Bible that are named.
That's one fair. Goes through a dramatic change.
He's the only angel ever depicted with a star over his head.
Who?
Lucifer. Instead of a halo.
I talk to the Balfours.
Okay.
Is anyone coming with me? Are you making a computer roll?
Dad, do I need to roll something?
I'll go with you.
Yes, you will need to roll computer science for this. Actually, do you have SIGINT?
Yes, but my computer science is better.
Okay, here's the deal. The stuff on Balfour, it's not stuff that's readily available.
Well, I'm looking at Lewiston.
Huh?
I'm looking at Lewiston, not Balfour.
You're looking up Lewiston, not Balfour.
Was that not the case?
Oh, I thought you were looking up Balfour.
I think
seven angels
Lewiston.
Named in the Bible.
I was looking more into Lewiston.
Okay, Lewiston.
Yeah. So, which one do you want me to roll?
You can roll me a computer science and then a SIGINT.
That is a pass on computer science.
Okay.
And a pass on SIGINT.
Okay, I will get to you because sure. I gotta pull out the information.
Do your thing.
Cody,
yes.
Who's going in with you? Both of you?
Yeah, we'll all go in.
I think we're all going in.
At some point, you have to typey-typey on the computer.
Yep.
Yeah, he's just going to the computer instantly.
Right, but at some point, you're going to be focused on the computer, not on conversation.
Yeah, I don't mean I can't be in the room.
Yeah.
Did you ever write a term paper?
Yes, why?
How simple was that to do in the middle of the fraternity house?
Didn't have one.
Yeah, we didn't have a house.
Anyway.
When people are having a conversation around you.
No, I also work better with noise. Like, I studied only with the TV on.
Matt, psychology? Yeah.
I could not study anything
silence. What is the retention rate of someone? Anyway. I'm going to say...
That's how I work. I can't do anything without silence.
Is that how you did math?
Is that
math class? I just didn't do math.
Oh, okay.
You got lucky and didn't have to take it after.
That's why people have to have white noise. I mean, it's true.
Mr. and Mrs. Balfour?
Yes.
Yes, I'm Special Agent Matherson with the FBI.
Oh, good.
I'm here to talk about your daughter.
Very good. What have you found?
Thus far, we've got a little bit of information. I'm hoping to hear your side of the story of what happened.
Well, you can talk to my wife. I wasn't there.
Well, I assume Mr. and Mrs. Matherson, or is it just Mr. Matherson here?
Balfour.
Matherson is your name.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Mr. and Mrs. Balfour.
Look at this uppity prick over here. Like, he never fucked up a name.
I mean, he couldn't even.
He threw me
his
by
name.
The fact that John and whatever her name is are not here. John and. I didn't write it down. Regina's the daughter's name.
It's Mrs. It's
Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah. It's written one place and not anywhere else. I couldn't remember which place it was.
So it's not John and Sarah here, it's just John?
No, it is John and Sarah, but John would step forward and speak for his wife unless you're specifically asking to talk to his wife.
Sweet. I don't think I need to roll human on that.
Yeah, does she have like a weird Pentecostal hairdo? You know, just that one wave and then really long
jean
the back.
Skirt.
Yeah.
These guys strike you as way more Baptist-y than anything else.
Good old Baptist-y.
Seems legit.
This is borderline kind of... Like, what strikes me as Baptist-y about somebody?
What do you mean?
I don't know, like...
Well, Baptist
Southern
the ones
Baptist.
That take,
yeah,
yeah no, he... but I'm, like, if I'm looking at a bunch of Christians and you tell me that everybody's from a different denomination, I bet I can pick out the Pentecostal.
That's you know? True.
I don't think I can pick out the Baptist.
Well, the Baptists are more Bible literal, right?
I don't know. I just know I dated a Baptist in college and her mom told her she had to break up with me because I was Catholic. So,
okay.
I don't know what that means.
That's because we don't take the Bible as literally as I'm pretty sure that's the difference.
Yeah, well, these guys are very fundamentalists. They're very...
Yes.
These are the laws of God, and you will follow every goddamn word of it.
Cool.
You can describe it as goddamn.
Yes, Mr. Balfour, I'd love to hear your wife's side of the story as well. And I kind of look towards her. If you could fill me in your own words, sometimes I'm a specialist in cases like this. Sometimes the smallest detail that someone might have noticed at the crime scene can be very beneficial.
Okay. You see that Mrs. Balfour is pretty beat up. She has a black eye and a broken nose from where Lewiston kicked her in the face.
Her.
Yep.
Don't exert yourself, but speak. Let's just... I'm going to almost step around him and say, speak softly if you need to.
Okay. Yeah, she will relate back to you everything that you saw on the tape.
Okay.
Gets pretty teary half the time that she's talking.
I look too, because I mean, you do see this in most official offices. There's probably a set of tissues or something somewhere.
Yeah.
Pass those over.
No, she's been crying the whole time.
Oh, I'm sure. Just if she doesn't have them, you know.
Yep.
Crouching down a little bit, getting to eye level with someone who is seating the whole 9 yards of compassion and empathy.
As I'm typing away, I kind of just nonchalantly say, Mr. Matherson, perhaps you can look inside the ladybug bag.
Can't study in the middle of the dorm room, Lucas.
Absolutely f***ing can.
Well, we saw that at the scene, didn't we? Didn't they say
no,
that?
She would
no,
have.
She took the bag.
She took it.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll see a steroid pump in it.
It seems odd to me that the assailant went after the backpack. Did he seem to show any sign of knowing what might have been in it?
He turned around, he left with Regina, and then he came back for it, yeah. Huh. It seemed like it.
Oh, so there is a delay then.
That handout says you see him walk away with Regina and then come back into frame.
Right, but I thought it was I forgot my keys inside the house, like an instantaneous thing. Was he gone for like a decent bit of time and then tried to
no.
get it? Okay, so it was
he walks out of frame and then walks back in. Remembering that he didn't take it with him.
Did he say anything to you at all when he did this?
No, he didn't say a word.
Okay.
It's weird. Like, it's almost as if... this is out of game. It's almost as if he either knew what was in it and she needed it, or she said she needed it.
She's 5 years old, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Little young for a social media presence. I'll stand up and speak to Mr. Balfour. Mr. Balfour. Have there been any threats made against you or your family that you're aware of? any strangers who might have been lurking around the church or the house, someone you've seen recently several times that you didn't recognize, taking Regina to the park or to school or to the grocery store.
No, Regina's not in school yet. She'll be homeschooled next year. No, we haven't noticed anybody. I mean, we're a pretty tight-knit congregation.
Do you have any security at the home or the church? Anything we might be able to review to look for those kinds of things? It's really easy to miss those things if someone knows how to, you know, be sneaky.
No cameras on the house, no cameras on the church.
Wink!
Has anybody been maybe like banished from the church recently?
No.
Any ex-members? Any members who might have a grudge against the church?
There are some ex-members, but no one I think would have a grudge.
Okay.
None that have been specifically stated or had any kind of problem with.
Okay. Now, did he really say that there's a doomsday coming next Tuesday?
Yes, that is. That's on their website, yes.
How many days is that? Like, what are we on? Is it Friday?
This is Thursday the 29th. Evening, getting towards later in the night. Well, I mean, Thursday.
This is Matt speaking, but the case is solved because we got a week till the kid dies, right? But God's coming. I think we can just go home, guys. Let's go get a beer.
We noticed.
He believes that he is the faithful
and will be saved.
Yes, he and his family are. So yeah, he is very determined that he needs to find his daughter.
Your recent declaration of the end of the world next Tuesday. I could see how that could potentially be inflammatory. I'm assuming you post this on your website, social media, sermons, etc.
Yes.
Have you had any bad reactions to that? Could it be someone who is less faithful and is reacting poorly to the news that you have provided?
No more than anything else that we put out.
Am I missing anything, guys?
Or anything about the car? Well, I guess you already asked if they recognize anything.
Yeah, if they recognize anything. I mean, I can give them a description of a late model tan Ford Taurus, right. But they haven't noticed anything. Would it be possible for some of our folks to get your permission to look in and about the house and the church? It's possible someone could have been snooping for a while, maybe even broken in. Have you had any break-ins or...
No, there's been no break-ins, no nothing.
All of the evidence is pointing to a familiarity, though, with your child, such as the going for the ladybug backpack, knowing that her treatment was in it. So we have reason to believe that maybe unbeknownst to you, but this person may have been in your home or the church itself, or had some way of gathering information from there. We would really like to check that out.
I seriously doubt that it's anyone from the church.
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully it's not. Hopefully this is a B&E situation.
I will tell you, and I would know this from experience, I will rattle off statistical facts about the fact that most of the time kidnapping victims are known. And end poignantly as I cheesily look at the camera, perhaps you have a Judas in your midst.
Yuck.
Yeah!
He just puts his sunglasses on.
I just stare at the wall blankly for like 5 seconds.
No, you were the CSI guy. He's the one with the fucking... Dharma and Greg. What's that fucking show?
Dharma and Greg?
No, the Greg.
Criminal Minds.
Greg. Criminal Minds is a thing.
It's not like my wife hasn't been watching it every night for the last 6 years.
Yeah. Mine too.
If that is a persuade, Jeff, I would definitely take it.
Knowing that they wanted the ladybug backpack, though, that's kind of big. They would bite on that.
Also, if they would be if they would allow us to maybe even at their church interview some of their congregation, maybe one of your followers has seen something that you didn't see.
I think that maybe you should be looking more into the person who did this instead of my congregation.
I understand. I mean,
you can roll me your persuade. It's going to be at a minus 30.
Damn. That's very painful, Jeff. I have done nothing but establish a rapport.
Can you still pass that?
Yeah.
You got a badge on you, right?
I showed him my badge and then I put it away.
Uh-huh.
Ought 8. Suck my dick.
Sure, it's the keys, but...
la, 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 well, you're right.
He's probably... He's distraught. He's having PTSD issues. His daughter was just taken, man.
Yes, I want to go see where you're keeping the Shoggoth in your basement. If you would, please.
I don't know what you're going to... What you think you're going to find there, but... members of my church have already told me that your associates have already been to the house. They're still there. The members of my church are still there. We'll escort you around for a tour.
All right.
We're going to be leaving here as soon as the officers are done with my wife, and we can meet you there, say 10 o'clock tonight.
Let me see if I can help expedite that process for you.
Okay.
I know it's been a traumatic day. Let me see if there's some way I can get them to let you go early. Obviously, Mrs. Balfour needs rest. And we'll see what we can do to help get you out of here a little faster.
Sure.
Bring the guns.
Are you so pissed that he got that 8?
No, I don't care.
You're pissed. I can see it.
Bureaucracy. See if you can speed things up.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. Can I talk to Bates? Do I have Bates on my...
Bates is busy.
That is a critical success. 22 under 40.
Yeah, you can get him out in a half hour.
Rolling hot, Cody. Rolling hot.
You know what this means? I'm progressing narrative. That means when I do open the door that contains the Shoggoth in the basement, you motherfuckers better be hitting it with grenades and shotguns. What they're growing in the basement is an abhorrent horror.
There's no basement, though.
You know what?
Where's that shack lead? Where's that shack lead? Underground bunker?
Where's the shack lead to the generator?
They're prepared for the apocalypse.
You didn't see the generator. You didn't open that door.
Oh, good question. That's a very good question. Did you see any lines running from the generator to the church or the home?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Both. Did we see them?
I was definitely thinking underground bunker, but that's me.
I just like the fact that they have a grow house with a Shoggoth down there. It's got a little paper.
What's a Shoggoth?
You keep bad. Saying. Bad.
It's a...
Instant death.
It is Lovecraft's version of a Roomba that's the size of this room and that eats everything.
A Roomba. Fucking terrifying.
Do anyone else?
It does.
You guys can go back to the Balfour house and take a look at the church and...
Did Lucas find anything
while
he was on the computer?
What all were you looking for? I'm sorry.
I was looking into the files on, was it Livingston or whatever his
name was? Lewiston. What files were you looking into?
Everything I can get my hands on.
You can get probably a good solid list of investigations he was a part of.
Okay.
You can see that none of them involved the Church of the Passover Angel.
Okay.
Even after he was retired, when he was called in for consultancy, mm-hmm. he wasn't a part of any of that.
Do you have any kind of religious background at all?
Facebook?
Anything?
No, he did not have a social media presence.
What about LinkedIn?
Hang on a second.
No, it says here in the book. Shane Ivey wrote it for me. No fucking social media.
LinkedIn social? It's more...
Nowadays, yeah, LinkedIn's 100% social.
Does anybody else find it odd that
hang on a second
that the parents of a family who believe their entire family will be saved by the apocalypse has to have a machine to keep a daughter alive?
Yeah, they better hope they got a God likes one of the doctors. But they fucked.
None of us have medical experience, so we have no idea what that pump actually does. Maybe the Shoggoth is within her body.
Nobody investigated the machine, did they?
What would it be? Like, how would we know?
I don't know. Maybe like, that's where they hide their weed.
Could be.
You put your weed in there, man.
Wowie, wowie. Nobody's a doctor.
You find that Lewiston has a daughter. You find the Okay, hang on a second. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I just found something else that I missed.
Cody,
one other thing that you found on your ATF investigation.
Yes.
There is a well-hidden underground bomb shelter in the woods behind the chapel on the Balfour's property.
Underground bomb. I mean, we wouldn't have known that because no, we didn't you wouldn't talk have. To him.
Now, would you have told us that information, Cody?
If it was an underground bunker? Depends
no,
on...
because he wouldn't have had that information while you were there.
No, we just now met back up.
No, would he have just now told us that?
Oh, on our way out?
Probably not in front of them.
Not in front right, of them, probably not.
Maybe
yeah, because unlike some folks, I don't like to reveal like all my cards and go, hey guys, you got flush, all in.
We probably want to see if they mention it without us asking about it.
Why would they tell us they have an underground bunker?
Because it's knowledge that we can look up, so they shouldn't want
to
hide anything.
While you're on your little church tour, I'll just go break in.
Okay, Lucas, you find Lewiston has a daughter. You find his address. You find his personal thing like that. Nothing real pertinent.
Okay.
Give me a second to check this, and sure. I will make sure that I'm not missing anything.
No. We just need to talk tactics. I don't want to go to the church while it's dark out, guys. Cody doesn't like that idea.
Do we need to check out his residence first?
Well, what I was going to say is that logistically, what we would actually probably do is split into two teams.
Well, yes.
Like, I am obviously the talky person, so I would handle the interviews. I would like to take one shooty with me. Matt
I was going to say, me and him probably should split up.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Matt has forensics, so if you want to toss the house and look for evidence.
At his house? Yeah, let's do that.
Yes. It's probably you two.
Yep.
And us two. Which, taking the Latino guy to meet the white supremacist may be a fun time.
Do I have any firearms at
I'm
this
Jewy,
point?
So
you should probably always be carrying something.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Am I pronouncing it wrong? I'm just kidding.
We never determined exactly what I had access to.
Oh,
I mean,
you should have had a go bag of some kind. I mean, I imagine that you had.
I don't think you're
going to
walk up
there
with an assault carbine.
No,
but
I imagine you at least have a Glock.
For you to be strapped with, a handgun is not unlikely.
Yeah. I'm carrying a Glock.
Yeah, my go bag's in my trunk. So,
but between you and me and the 30 members of the congregation who are white supremacists, let's not start seeing who can exchange bullets because we're going to lose real fast.
Let's just play Freebird and start. Let's just cap them all. Clean. I got
Kingsman
for Christmas. I got the two disc set.
That seems insane.
You got his personal information and everything like that with the SIGINT. The computer science, you are pulling bank records, you are pulling cell phone records, everything like that. That will take time to process. It'll probably be tomorrow before you get it.
No immediate phone records that I can find that pertain to the Balfour's, like between him and the Balfour residence or the church
him
itself.
Him and the Balfour?
Internet web searches, things like that?
No. When you...
Okay. Some of that stuff you'd have to pull from the home, too.
Yes.
That's fair.
You're able to find accounts in his name and...
How heavy
anything,
are these?
Anything shockingly unusual.
I was going to say, how heavy are these accounts? Are they emptied? That sort of thing.
You don't have that information yet. I'm saying they're pulling that information. You will not get it until tomorrow.
Okay.
Cool.
Banker's hours.
You could also get a warrant for that if you needed to.
Yeah. Yeah, you could. Give me a minute.
Would that expedite the process?
I don't know. That depends on how successful your bureaucracy role is.
Yes, you would need a bureaucracy role to get a judge to get you a warrant. That's real bad.
That's a fail.
Judge isn't going to wake up in the middle of the night to sign it. Now, if you could tie this to Homeland Security somehow.
Okay.
Nope, he's already failed the roll.
You gotta find the bunker.
You have alertness, Josh? You should.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit ton.
60.
I mean, we're on our way. The apocalypse is a hook, but...
I'm pretty sure me and Cody are about to go to a bad spot.
No, yeah. Well, so are we. We're gonna go see you. So,
we're going to the church in the dark.
So I think we're pretty solid. We're splitting teams, right?
I think that's a good idea.
So you've either got the Lewiston home or interviews at the church.
And he knows... Yeah, he knows more about these guys are going to Lewiston, right?
Yeah, you and I are going to the church.
Yep.
Okay, who wants to go first?
What do you want?
I don't
Ours
care
is
either way.
Boring, and theirs will be fun.
I think they're going to find
I got
some
a 35.
Stuff.
What did you get?
whatever number. I got a 33. It's a critical success. I wasted it. I hope you're happy.
They go first.
Okay, you guys are going to the
church.
Church. Yeah.
Gonna get married.
Mr. Balfour will get home, get his wife situated, and other members of the church are around, and he will show you around.
Before we pull up, I'm taking the agency car.
Yep.
As I lock it, do you think they would issue that with two sets of keys or just one set of keys? Like, would I have two keys to get in the car or just one?
More than likely, you would have one.
Okay. I'm just curious, because, I mean, like, you would have two agents. Like, it wouldn't be...
You check that out on your own.
That's true. No, you're not wrong. I'm going to hand the keys to you, and I'm not going to say anything, but there would be a car key and a trunk key and probably a third key.
There's probably not a trunk key. It's probably a clicker.
Maybe. Depends on how old the car is. I don't know.
How old the person talking is. That's called a fob.
Be nice to Jeff. Think about the things he's had to learn in his 80 years on Earth.
80? It's generous.
Almost.
Back in my day, they didn't have talkies.
Kick the can.
Because I don't want to say anything in case anybody's watching, but I'm going to hand it to Josh with whatever the second or third key, however many number of keys there are, that you would, I'm sure, realize is a secure lockup for a gun. Because that is a standard issue car. There's probably a shotgun in the trunk. Because it's an agency car, so it's not going to be like a police cruiser where it's going to be in the dash or whatever.
Yes.
But it comes with a heavy firearm, so there's probably a shotgun and a box of shells in the back. So there's probably a 12-gauge. I did my research.
Okay.
I can get an armored vehicle if I want.
It would have been like a better idea.
I could have drove the crap out of that.
Like, you just don't go up to the guy at the motor pool and be like, can I take out the hostage rescue team's, armored SUV, please?
That's going for to be one a hell person. Of a bureaucracy roll at a disadvantage.
You just rolled a 33.
I know. There's no need for it now. I am just letting you. It's my very subtle way, without speaking, to say if shit hits the fan, I'm handing you the keys so you can get to the shotgun. So Josh has the keys to the agency car.
Okay.
That's all. Just a thing.
Yeah, I hope I don't make a bad decision.
It's also Cody, who likes to run DG, knowing that he just handed a guy who's kind of twitchy keys to a shotgun.
Okay.
Is it a pump handle? You know, it's probably like a
semi-auto.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's probably I could look it up to see what kind it is.
A tactical grip.
Yeah, like it's not fucking around with, it's whatever you put in front of it goes to paste kind of shotgun.
It's probably an Ithaca riot gun.
I don't know what the shotguns are that they distribute, but I did see that it's something that you would see in the car.
Okay.
Go to the church. I assume that, church open now?
Well, we're following.
Mr. Balfour will get home, tell you to wait out here with his people.
Of course.
And let him get his wife situated.
Absolutely. Can I feel the crowd?
Sure.
Human?
Human.
Do you have human?
Nope. I just have the alertness.
This is where you might be able to ask for alertness. It just depends on whether or not Jeff wants you to roll it. That's a fail on human.
Tick it.
Okay.
Sorry, tick from earlier when I failed it.
It's a success. 54.
Success. They don't like you. You don't feel like they're hiding things, but they're also not going to show you things. They'll take you around and show you what they decide to show you, and without a warrant, you're not going to get into places.
So just the basics.
Yep.
That's fair. No, I'm going to attempt to be very friendly. Shake hands. Hello, my name is Neil. I'm helping to look for Regina. Just want to ask you folks a few questions, and I'm just going to kind of go through the spiel.
Yeah.
This is more for a chance for you to feel them out, for me to feel them out. Did anyone see any suspicious people? Has anyone received any threats? Social media? Has anyone heard anything? Statistically speaking, more often than not, someone who commits a kidnapping is going to know and or research their target and just repeating that over and over, trying to get reactions, trying to piss people off, trying to spark something I don't already know.
No, you'll get a lot of what you've already heard. They're a very close-knit congregation. They'll pull up the YouTube videos of sermons, and you can see the hate speech in the comments. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always threats.
Absolutely. What's your channel name? I'm texting him what their channel name is.
Yeah.
We have a few resources with the Bureau we might be able to find, maybe if someone is making continuous threats or anything. Have you ever filed any police reports on anyone?
Between your research with the ATF and everything like that, you've already got this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be nice, nice cop. I don't know that it's going to work, but I'm going to try it anyway.
You want to play bad cop?
That was my goal.
They already hate me. I might as well.
I just want to see him with the tactical shotgun. I'm all out of bubblegum, motherfucker. Start talking.
I just want them to be like, weren't you just here with another dude? And then they say something racist.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That's why I was letting him talk, because they're not going to talk to me.
Your Jew pal there, Jorge. That's what they're going to...
Yeah, I mean, I am... I'm a Caucasian male. I don't have the point of reference to understand what racism feels like the way a minority would. But that's what you get.
The ostracizing, the...
Mostly probably dirty looks at this point.
Yeah, I'd feel like I'd constantly be being looked at.
Yes.
So I'm just kind of letting him talk because I would just cause...
I mean, I'm assuming that Matheson is Caucasian.
Yes.
Okay. That was never specified, but...
No.
Yeah, so I'm just more standing there kind of...
But one of the things I want to do is I know what I brought him into, mm-hmm. so I also want to watch their reactions to him.
Yep.
So I'm not seeing anyone who is like getting itchy trigger finger or anything. I don't want to go that far, but I want to see who can we push, who can we not push? Like if we haul in some asshole on trumped up charges, like who's the weak link? You know what I mean?
This church has supporters who are white supremacist groups are members of it. That doesn't mean that their congregation is all white supremacists.
Right. That's a fair point. No. I'm looking to see. Is anyone carrying as we're talking to them?
Oh, I'm yes.
Okay.
You would definitely see people with a pistol on their hip.
Okay. That's fine. If nobody's making any overt reactions, if I'm not reading anything, then I would just go for a tour of the house. And a tour of the church.
Yeah, Balfour will come back out after a few minutes. And where do you want to go? I can open up the church. I can take in the house. What are you looking for?
I'd like to see as much of your home and church as you would allow me. It sounds very strange, but a lot of times kidnappers will watch their target for a while. It sounds strange, but even noticing, an electrician or a recently cut trimmed tree or something like that might make a difference. So seeing where your daughter would have been during the day, who could have seen her from what window, those sorts of things.
Are you thinking of Red Dragon with the tree thing?
That was actually in Mindhunter most recently. But yes, no, I mean, it makes sense, like who would be observing. And I'm kind of looking for those sorts of things. While also looking for strange, creepy, occulty stuff. And Shoggoths. Is there one picking up the kids' blocks on the floor?
No, there's not. It's a very modest house. Mm-hmm. Living room, kitchen, bath, main bed, kids' room, storage room. Very simple. There's nothing that sticks out about it.
Okay.
He's not hiding anything. He's taking you in. You can look around the room if you want.
As I'm doing this, I know I'm kind of asking for a twofold thing. Criminology to see... I mean, this guy could have just waited for them to leave the house and abducted the kid. You know what I mean? I'm just on a false pretense. Criminology to see anything that would have provoked a kidnapping crime, but criminology to see if they're hiding anything in the house. Like, have they concealed access to a hidden basement? Have they...
Go ahead and roll. That would probably be a search.
I can't do a search.
Unless
can you do
it's
a search,
prepper
Josh?
Basement, nope. Then it's a survival roll.
That's a fail on criminology.
Okay.
But I'm not seeing anything. Kid's bedroom. One-story house, two-story house?
One story.
Okay. I couldn't remember. Girl's bedroom face the street, face the back of the house.
Face the street.
Okay.
Both bedrooms face the street.
Okay. I'm working on it, Lucas. I got to get their trust. As much as I can, anyway. Just looking at the viewpoints, is it a wide open street? You said there's a grocery store across the way. Parking lot?
Yeah, there's a parking lot.
Grocery store, a 24-hour grocery store, or just...
Nope.
Just a small mom and pop type thing?
Yep.
Okay.
Bodega.
Okay. Check the church.
Okay. He will take you in, and there is... Seven rows of pews, altar up front, office in the back.
Same thing. Search or criminology, anything that disguises anything I wouldn't expect to see.
Yeah, you can roll.
You got anything over there to be helpful, Josh?
Probably not.
Yeah, it's worth a try.
Alertness is probably my most useful.
You don't have anything in search at all?
Nope.
38 for criminology.
No, you don't see anything.
You know
from your research that these guys have been investigated over and over and
yeah.
Nobody has been able to find anything on these guys.
Sure. Is there any sort of iconography or anything that looks weird, out of place?
No, there's Christian iconography.
Okay. No.
So there's no depictions of... the Passover angel, like no statue or...
No, there's no statue. There is a... It's a variation of a cross with angel wings coming off of it.
Okay.
But that's about it.
He hasn't mentioned the other thing that you found.
The other thing?
The bunker.
Oh, yeah, I haven't gotten that far yet.
I'm assuming since you said it was pretty basic, there's probably like some locked doors or something that we didn't go into. Or is everything pretty open, like the office and everything like that?
Yeah, he'll take you in and show you.
Okay. So there's nothing within the house or the church that they haven't shown us?
Nope.
Now, they mentioned a generator shack out back. Is it just the generator?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll step outside, because is there an alleyway behind the house at all, or does it just open up into a field or something?
Into a yard, yeah.
Okay. And...
wooded area back behind.
Okay. And do I know it's wooded for a while?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is fairly secluded.
Yep. Back that way. There is another house to the side.
But now, my understanding is that there is a bunker, yes?
Yes.
Would someone who doesn't know be easily able to find the entrance to said bunker? I'm, like, literally asking Balfour.
There's a path leading back to it, but...
I don't think there's any need for us to go into the bunker, but do you mind if we just walk back into the woods a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I'm going to have him lead us, you know, flashlight, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know how dark it is yet. Just kind of inspecting the path.
Yeah. Three guys will follow you guys. They'll pull up lights.
Again, not that I have forensics, but again, just you're probably going to want search now, yeah? Just looking around for any sign of anything.
Yeah.
Search?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure that's what you wanted me to... Oh! Can I spend luck? 23 over 20.
Josh, you want to do anything?
Can I do an alertness roll just to see if there might be like any... Because you said there were three...
creatures lurking?
Anything that was not mentioned or that we don't know is with us currently.
I don't know what's more terrifying. I don't know if he said creatures or preachers lurking.
We're adults, so we're safe from preachers, right?
I don't know. Are these the type of preachers that call in the name of God and just fucking destroy everybody? Fuck yourself.
Okay, what exactly are you looking for?
Just to see if there's, I mean, anybody else around that wasn't mentioned, because it's the priest and three other individuals, right, that followed us?
Right.
So I just want to see if they're...
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and roll.
Ooh. Ooh, very nice.
Ought nine. Yeah.
No. The only ones that you see heading out towards there are the ones who should be with you. There's more people still up at the front. You can see lights on in the house from Miss Balfour, but that's about it.
And if you don't, and they take us up to like where the door is.
Yeah.
Is it like literally a hatch a la, you know, Lost, or is it?
No, it would be more like a couple steps down into a cellar type.
Okay. More like dark. Got it.
Like 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Right.
Kinda.
I'm just going to kind of,
it does not look like that fancy of a bunker. This looks fairly small, family sized.
So maybe not the whole congregation, just.
No, definitely not the whole congregation.
Okay.
Okay. So we would know it's a 20 by 20 or something like that.
Yeah.
Cause that was the next thing I'm going to ask him. The square footage of it is, as I shine my light on it, I kind of just move slowly. Again, looking, Mr. Balfour, do you see anything that looks out of place? Does the door look disturbed? I'm like looking for footprints or anything like that.
No, everything looks good from here. Both of you make me an alertness check.
Josh, you want to make this one, please?
You just did.
No. This is the one that might be bad.
Still got it.
What did you get?
42 at 60.
I got a 19 under 50.
Okay, no, you don't notice anything.
What?
He probably needed a critical then. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you...
What's a crit again? Is it just the...
Doubles.
Can you roll... Will Jeff let you roll land?
Yeah.
The military science?
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, just...
What are you looking for?
I'm just thinking, like, if I were going to kidnap a kid, right? Sneaking up behind the hook... woods to watch her to get their routine down. Just a thought. Or does the bunker look bigger than it actually is? Or I'm assuming they've searched the bunker before.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. Just anything from a military perspective that he might notice that a forensic role wouldn't. Or perhaps how to assault this bunker later from the cover of darkness with stealth. Matt.
Make your roll.
That's an okay roll.
That's a fail. 57 over 40.
You're pretty sure that there's a tunnel from the grocery store coming over here.
Holy shit.
That would be epic.
You're
in your little bunker during the apocalypse. And you're like, yo, I want some Funyuns.
I appreciate it, Mr. Balfour. Thank you for showing us around.
Okay.
There are a few things that I see that might be disconcerting. Obviously, with the case of your daughter, we want to leave no stone unturned. So I'm going to continue looking into some of this. We may be back tomorrow. Obviously, it's been a long night. I don't want to bother you or your congregation any further.
Is the property fenced?
No.
Is there a good number at which I could contact you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything will be...
I'll hand him one of my cards.
Okay.
Did we do any research about who might own the grocery store?
No, I was going to walk over and see if there was any sign of disturbance or anything. The grocery store, I assume, is closed at this point, right?
Yes.
Did we see any cars at it at any point while we've been here? Has anybody been going to the grocery store?
These two probably would have seen cars over there earlier when they were here.
But we arrived too late.
Yeah.
Okay. Any... That's a long shot. Any... oil slicks or I can't really do anything. I'm trying to think of of signs of a car sitting there for a long time. The only thing I could think is if it was leaking some sort of coolant. Are there any puddles of oil or anything in any of the parking spots?
A pile of sunflower seeds right where the driver's window would be.
Right, yeah.
Nothing that sticks out.
Okay.
Lucas and Matt.